international systems and actors. The international system is a complex framework that encompasses the interactions, relationships, and power dynamics between various global actors. This system is governed by a set of rules, norms, and institutions that regulates the behavior of different actors within it. The main goal of the international system is to maintain peace, cooperation, and order among nations while facilitating interactions across political, economic, social, and cultural domains. The system has evolved over time, shaped by factors like colonization, the Gold War, the Cold War, globalization, and the rise of non-state actors. Understanding the international system requires an examination of its key actors and their roles. Key actors in the international system. The international system comprises a variety of actors, each playing a distinct role in global affairs. These actors include sovereign states, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, multinational corporations, and transnational networks. Together, these actors shape the policies, alliances, conflicts, and interactions that characterize the international system. Sovereign states are the primary actors in the international system, defined by territorial boundaries, a permanent population, a government, a recognition of other states. They hold the authority to conduct foreign policy and interact with other states. States are governed by principles of sovereignty and non-interference, meaning they have the right to manage their internal affairs without outside intervention. States interact with each other through diplomacy, trade agreements, alliances, and sometimes conflicts. They may form partnerships based on shared interest, regional proximity, or common ideologies. For example, the United States and European Union members frequently collaborate on economic and security issues, while states within the African Union work together to promote regional stability and development. International organizations. International organizations are formal entities established by states to address global issues collectively. These organizations play a crucial role in managing the international system by providing a platform for dialogue, setting norms, and enforcing international law. The United Nations is the most prominent example, with its agencies like the World Health Organization, International Monetary Fund, and United Nations Security Council, addressing a range of issues from health to economic stability to global security. Other examples of international organizations include the World Trade Organization, which regulates international trade, and the International Criminal Court, which prosecutes individuals for crimes against humanity. These organizations serve as mediators and arbitrators in international disputes and contribute to conflict resolution by promoting diplomacy over military action. Non-governmental organizations. NGOs are non-state actors that work independently from government influence to address humanitarian, environmental, and social issues. They operate on both national and international levels and often advocate for issues such as human rights, environmental protection, and poverty alleviation. Organizations like Amnesty International and Greenpeace have played influential roles in raising awareness about human rights abuses and environmental issues, pressuring governments to act in accordance with global standards. NGOs often work in collaboration with international organizations and states to implement programs and provide aid during crisis. For example, the Red Cross works with the United Nations and national governments to provide disaster relief and medical assistance in conflict zones. Although NGOs do not have formal political power, their influence can shape public opinion and even policy. Multinational corporations. Multinational corporations are private for-profit entities that operate across national borders. They hold considerable economic power, often surpassing the GDP of smaller nations. Multinational corporations such as Apple, ExxonMobil, and Toyota influence international trade, investment, and labor markets. Because of their financial power, these corporations can impact state policies, particularly in areas like trade agreements, tax laws, and environmental regulations. Multinational corporations also play a role in globalization by promoting the flow of goods, services, capital, and technology across borders. However, they can sometimes challenge state sovereignty, particularly in developing countries where their economic influence can pressure governments to prioritize corporate interests over local populations. Transnational networks and movements. Transnational networks are informal, non-state groups can operate across national boundaries. These include advocacy networks, terrorist groups, and international criminal organizations. For example, the Environmental Advocacy Network Friends of the Earth and global movements like Black Lives Matter address social justice and environmental issues, impacting global conversations and influencing policies worldwide. Conversely, terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS operate transnationally, challenging state security and stability. International criminal networks involved in drug trafficking, human trafficking, and arms smuggling further complicate international relations and require cooperative efforts among states to combat them. Challenges in the international system. The international system faces numerous challenges, such as conflicts between national interests and global responsibilities, the rise of populist movements, and environmental crisis. Issues like climate change, nuclear proliferation, and cybersecurity threats require international cooperation. Yet states often have competing interests that hinder collective action. Global health crises such as the COVID-19 pandemic highlights the need for strong international cooperation. Organizations like the World Health Organization were central to coordinating responses, yet geopolitical tensions and uneven access to resources complicated efforts. Furthermore, with globalization, economic interdependence creates both opportunities and vulnerabilities, as seen in trade tensions between the US and China. In conclusion, the international system is a dynamic, interconnected framework involving various actors, each with distinct roles and influence. from powerful states and international organizations to influential NGOs and MNCs, these actors collaborate, compete, and sometimes clash to shape global affairs. As new challenges emerge, understanding the roles of these actors and the principles that govern their interactions is essential to navigating and promoting a stable, cooperative, and peaceful world order.